Hello.
Hi, is this Rita?
Hello.
Hi, Rita?
Yes.
Hi, this is Sarah with Family First. I'm just calling because I see here that you need a caregiver, but I'm just unclear on what schedule you're looking for.
Baby, right now, I can't think. I really can't because I am so...
Okay.
I am so disgusted. I'm not at peace. And, you know, I'm just thinking how I keep going back. I'm into the Lord. I'm into God.
As am I.
Very, very deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like drinking and
right.
partying and all that around me. Because
Understood.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
And if you are really sincerely born again, saved person,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to be around that.
That's the truth.
You know, it hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the real deal. I am it. And I am so hurt because of it being my son. And he's the only one out of five children that
mm-hmm.
actually cares a little bit. But then again, I'm looking, does he really care? Because he's not in what I'm in. He's not into Jesus. He's not into dedicating his life to God. He's not in going down a straight road. Only I am.
You need
so
to,
I'm endangering
yeah.
me.
No, I understand.
Myself.
Trust that he'll get there. You know, I mean, I have older children also, and my oldest daughter's 21. She lives down in Florida, and when she lived here, she refused to go to church with me, and then just this, and she's lived away from me now for 3 years, and she's now going to church. So, and. You know, you can't push it. You can't force it. It's got to be there. You know, they got to realize it. And you just keep living your life to glorify God, and then they will follow, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to deal with it, but I don't think it's good for me to have it around me.
Right.
And on the second level here, is this house, you know, it's, oh my God, I got to get in touch with the manager. They need to paint this place, okay? And I'm really, I'm just like in a crossroads in everything in life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know I cannot do the things I want to do. And for me, just because all my life, I've been independent.
Mm-hmm.
I had a husband. Trust me, yes, I did. And the husbands I had, they were good, you know, to a certain point. It just seemed like I attract men that are cheaters, that are no good, you know. And it hurts me. It hurts me so bad, man. I'm really deep, deep into depression. My son, he don't know. He can't understand. He don't want to understand. He's not going to understand.
Yeah.
He don't understand how deeply he has hurt me, you know. And if you really care, you just, you know, you don't think about totally about yourself. That paycheck ain't worth my happiness. My joy. If I die next year, you done party down when I never even had a year of a good, happy life. And I'm at congestive heart failure. I got a tumor on my brain. When I go back in 5 months, if it's grow, that means it's cancer. And I know it's cancer because I worked with tumors in rats and mice and all kinds of animals. I was a research technician.
Oh, nice.
I know too much about medical. for me, myself, going through everything I'm going through. Then I have my kidneys are acting up now. I have chronic kidney disease. I am too sick to be going through a lot of stress.
Right.
It's not going to do nothing but take me down, you know.
I mean, we can take your son off the case, and I can find you a caregiver that will be able to care for you properly. I can even see if I do know one caregiver that's also a sister in Christ that might be available, and that might be something good for you as well, you know.
Yeah. Sweetheart, let me right now. I know what you're saying, and you sound wonderful. It sounds like people that I could talk with, communicate with.
Of course.
Because, I mean, they sent a horrible person to me, 365 last week. I was so sick. I had food poisoning. It takes a while to come back off of that, especially if you're my age.
Yeah.
And I was puking my guts out. I was so sick. It was coming out both ends. I had sharp pains. I was thinking about that tumor. I said, oh, my God, is it anything progressing in me? I didn't know what was going on. And I didn't go to the doctor. No, I didn't. I just got to the point when I go to doctors, I don't know what is it they got in my file, but they be asking me, like, what do you recommend that I give you? And I'm saying, oh, my God, this doctor is asking me what should he give me. Okay.
Yeah.
And I tell him, you know, he says, so you know that your body can take this. Yes, I do. And they give it to me. So for me, that means they have researched themselves. They've investigated and see that I really had the education, the medical education. So then they start talking with me on that level, you know, and I feel okay. Okay, now that I have what I asked for, I know that my kidneys are getting bad. You know why? Because my kidneys can't handle antibiotics.
Yeah,
they can't. My kidneys are failing a little bit more than they were, but I'm looking at a couple of things because while he was partying, I lifted some heavy bags, and I was just, you know, I was so scared. I would use the word scared because it was a woman that I don't even know this girl, woman. I don't know her. And I was scared to death of the way she was dressed and acting. I said, this ain't no lady. This is a street woman. So it scared me because earlier in my life, in my 20s, five men broke down my back door and came through my house and put a gun to my head.
Oh, my gosh.
And my two oldest children were babies. They laid in the bed in the next room. And they took me to an abandoned building and made me, they said, if you make any noise, I'm supposed to kill you. And I'm, well, what have I done?
Oh.
I don't know what's going on. He said, we had the wrong house. I said, so why do you have to do what you're doing? And he told me, we can't live no witnesses. And I said, oh, Jesus, help me. I pray, God, please let me live for my babies.
Yeah.
And they did. Now, that, my son doesn't understand because that was some strong trauma that happened to me.
Of course.
And something like that, he thinks I'm supposed to just forget about it. Oh, that's gone. We're going to start a new page with new people busting down your door and coming in and doing the same thing over again. No, it don't work like that. That was a warning sign to me. That was saying, no, you don't trust people like that.
Yeah.
Because I did. I trusted somebody like that. And it brought all that on to me.
Yeah.
And that's not good. You know, he don't understand. Even though he's almost 40 years old, I think he's a little bit back in his teenage years.
Mm.
Because you don't do things like that to your mother. You don't. There's a stopping point.
Yeah.
But no, I just don't know what to say. I all the other children, I don't know what it is. Maybe because I am born again and saved truly, and I'm out there in the world for the people. Maybe it's Satan hitting me twice as strong, and I got to stand up and fight twice as hard.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm
absolutely
surreal.
But, you know, it's just, it's the people in the world now that are influencing others. And it's just, it's very
sad.
Oh,
I know. It's different.
You know, you got to
so
stay away
different
from, like, secular music and secular
right
TV.
All
and
that
they don't realize, you know. It's like, be careful, little eyes, what you see, you know. And you got to make sure
that's
to block
so
yourself from the evilness that is shown everywhere.
I know. And it says that, too. It's written in that book. I know that
absolutely
book. I'm licensed and ordained by the state of Pennsylvania. My biggest credit is coming from Israel, where I am a recognized, honored pastor over there.
Beautiful.
In Israel. And I'm international. I talk with all nations all over the world. I have conversated, listen to how they teach, what they preach, and I come in. But I just can't. It's done got so much to the point, I don't even think I'm no good for my own self. I need to isolate myself somewhere where nobody can be around me. But I'm
don't
too
do
old.
Don't do that. We're not meant to.
I can't.
Not meant to live in isolation.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not. I'm just right now, I'm really, I am in prayer consistently. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to rest. I've got to take my medicine. I just looked at my blood pressure and let me see here. Because, it was 164 over 104.
Okay, that's high.
Yeah, it gets higher than it.
Yeah, I mean, that's rest not it. It, yeah, you got to watch it.
Yeah,
but,
it goes up much, much higher because of me having congestive heart failure. Mm-hmm. My leg is swollen. The fluid is coming out of my heart, but it hasn't spread to my hands. In my arms, it can spread. When it gets severe, it will spread to my whole body. Then my heart is deteriorating. I hated that I went to school, college. I guess it's not me by myself. I got to think, you know, look how many doctors there are, and they're growing old, and you know their health is deteriorating. So they face the same thing I do. They know what's going to happen, you know. And I'm saying, like, I guess I wasn't prepared for it. I didn't think about my future. I didn't think about when I would grow old and know all this, you know. Really didn't. But I don't know.
All right, Rita. Well, I will give you a call back tomorrow. You rest. You think about what you want to do.
Yeah,
I do have caregivers in the area.
Okay.
We could definitely get someone over if you want them for 10 hours or if you want them for the 56 hours. You let me know, okay?
I certainly will, sweetheart. And you know what? I'm so glad to hear that you are a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad to know that because I shared some of my life with you. And I was praying and asking the Lord as I was talking to you, is she okay? And he sure let me know you are a believer. That's the kind of God I serve.
Mm,
yes,
amen.
he is. So, you know, maybe tomorrow I'm going to get some rest today. My house is a complete wreck. I can't believe this house, when they were teenagers, my house was not this dirty. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't live here, but where I was,
no,
I had a house. I had my own home in South Philadelphia, 25, 30 years. But I wish I never sold it. Oh, God, I don't know if I made the right decision or not. I kind of wish I never sold it now.
Yeah.
But it's done. Yeah. Well, I didn't need it. It, you know, repairing roofs and...
Yeah, it's a lot.
Putting in bathrooms. And it was just money. That's what it was.
Yeah.
But,
all right, but let me get going.
I'll get back to work.
All right, rest.
Yeah.
And I will call you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you very much. Because I think that is time to move over. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Let me rest. Let me get my head together here.
Okay.
It will. God has never failed me.
That's
okay. Thank you.
He won't fail you now. All right.
No.
Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.